Norma Freestone just took a picture, so she wants one of those. She probably already has one. Norma, a formal
really
good morning
want
to you.
One.
They're kind of cool. Yes, 866-677-9488. Getting the excitement up for this first formal, I guess, workday week here to invite those in on behalf of, well, the morning show and more. But a formal good morning to you, Norma Freestone, on
good
behalf
morning,
of the holiday.
Shelley.
Yeah, thank you for your support to WGVU.
Well, we love supporting. My husband and I listen to WGVU every single morning, so it wakes us up and gets us on our way. So we hope everybody else is listening and does the same and gives as well as listens.
Right. Your final words, Steve, before we go into interview mode?
That phone number, take just a second to call and make your contribution by calling 866-677-9488.
Yes, let's talk all about Holland. Lorma, you have a special guest.
I do. And thanks, Shelley, and thanks to WGVU for reaching out to the broader community and allowing us to talk about Holland and Zeeland area events every month. It's really important that our listening audience gets that opportunity to hear what's going on our end of the state. So my guest is Chris Shires. He's the executive director of the Holland Historical Trust, the Holland Museum in Holland, Michigan, and he's been with us since 2013. And so how's it going so far?
great. Thank you again for having me on and asking me to provide an update on things that are happening at the museum. It's a pretty exciting time. We've got a couple of new exhibits that we started. We opened in September the Taller de Grafica Popular, which is an art experience that is in collaboration with the Kreising Art Museum at Hope College. And we just started opened an exhibit last week called For the Future Peace, which is World War II and Holland on the home front. So we're focusing on stories of unity and sacrifice of the Holland community during World War II, which is the 75th anniversary of the U.S. entering the war come December.
Now, that's kind of an evolving exhibit then, isn't it? You're asking people to bring things?
It is. It's we had a very successful exhibit last spring called Say Yes to Michigan, which allowed visitors to participate and add to it as the exhibit went through its run. And we're asking the same of this exhibit. So we have a core story that it's very accessible to young people as well. We want to have that story accessible so younger folks can start learning about history at a younger age. And we're asking for stories from the community of the war, of their parents, of their own personal experiences that they remember growing up or they remember their parents sharing about. And we'll add that as the exhibit moves forward over the course of a year, add these quotes and stories from our community members.
It's wonderful because it allows you to go to the museum multiple times and see as the exhibit evolves,
it will change.
You'll see
yep.
more things. That's a great plan.
Yeah.
And also engaging all those wonderful folks that are still around that have their stories to tell.
Yeah.
It's important to capture those.
And it's very hands-on and great for young people to get this sense of a time before.
Tell us more about the Taller de Grafica. I'm a fan of Posada prints, those famous print. They're very iconic. I think people who are familiar with the Grateful Dead will have seen that wonderful woman skeleton in a sombrero. That is a result of that Taller de Grafica tradition. It's graphic arts, that posters that had something to say for social change in Mexico.
Right. It's the People's Graphic Workshop. And it's a set of prints. It's about 20 prints that were developed by Mexican artists in the 1940s. In the style of Diego Rivera would be one of the more famous muralists of the time. And has a very strong social anti-fascist kind of message that it sends in its art. It's about workers. It was about the people, and very accessible art for folks that tell a story about groups of people in Mexico. And that is in conjunction with the Kreisinger Art Museum, which follows up for that next generation of Mexican artists called the Rupture Generation. So they have an exhibit called After the Rupture, which is a much more avant-garde, abstract artwork that was reacting to the muralist tradition. And then...
Yeah, and we've got a nice little collaboration going between the three organizations, and we're offering children's, probably we're thinking maybe fifth grade through junior high level, to come and see all three, go to those two exhibits, and then they'll be able to come to the Arts Council and create their own poster in the style of that Telegraphica. So it's a really great collaboration between us, and it's called Cultural Classrooms.
I was going to say, that's part of the Cultural Classroom.
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's right. So it's a really wonderful opportunity for kids to get a three-for-one trip downtown to see all three cultural organizations and really have a wonderful takeaway. Mm-hmm. So we're excited about that rolling out into the public schools in our area.
Steve, what question do you have?
As a former resident of Holland from 1974 to 1995, I just marvel at the collaborations that have evolved with the Arts Council and the Historical Trust, the museum, to really capture and share all the historical significance that Holland and Zeeland and West Michigan, but even beyond that, to capture the vibrancy of the different people that live within West Michigan. I can remember the museum being, I believe, on the corner of 12th Street and Central, mm-hmm. in an old historic home, mm-hmm. and it was great. And then to occupy and to refurbish and renovate the post office, mm-hmm. and a magnificent place. I just want to thank you for all that the Arts Council and the museum brings to families, to share stories and to let people live that.
Mm-hmm. That's one of the hallmarks of Holland, is really our collaborations, mm-hmm. and being able to add a layer to our school systems, you know, that we all add value to our young people in different ways, and providing those opportunities for them. Through our experiences after school or during field trips.
Exactly.
Permanent exhibitions, though, are important to visit, correct?
Sure. We have wonderful permanent exhibits that range from the history of Holland, you know, talking about our unique and diverse history, and also our Dutch galleries, which is a fabulous collection of Golden Age Dutch paintings, 19th century Dutch paintings, that is really an amazing experience that we have here.
It is a world-class exhibition. Anyone coming to this area should make a point of going to that Dutch collection. It's beautiful. It's beautifully presented in its own area on the second floor, and it is, mm-hmm. just a wonderful experience to go through that. And to think that it's in, you know, we get that a lot. We get people visiting at the Arts Council. I'm sure you get it at the museum, when they come from outside of our area and they come from all over the world, and they can't believe that Holland has such beautiful facilities for the arts. And yet that's a testament to our community, who really has made it clear that this is a very important part of our what we have in our community. So we have donors who are very generous and people who really are committed to the arts in this area. So we're very fortunate.
And I trust you see continued collaboration between your...
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Well, that's the watchword now. I mean, we really can't be sitting in silos. We really need to make sure that we are aware and find as many opportunities. As a matter of fact, Chris and I are both part of a greater Lakeshore group that meets quarterly. All the executive directors from Muskegon all the way down to St. Joe meet on a quarterly basis so that we can talk about what we have going on in our organizations and share information and even share exhibit opportunities, so that we can make sure that if something is happening in St. Joe or in Muskegon, maybe we can somehow share them. So Saugatuck Center for the Arts is part of that, the mm-hmm. Muskegon Museum, Grand Rapids is part of that, the GRAM, the Grand Rapids Ballet is part of it. So all of our organizations meet to really make sure that we make the most of what we can do. So it's a very, it's not a competition. It's the whole scenario where the rising tide rises all boats. So that's what we're doing.
Mm-hmm. What else when it comes to programming at the museum?
Sure, we've got some great Halloween programs coming up. We have a program called Halloween Haunts at the Capon House. So we have a historic house museum that folks know of, the Capon House. And we're trying to, again, provide history, make history accessible to younger people. So the traditional velvet rope tour of the House Museum is gone, and we're looking at ways that we can be accessible to young folks through some of our Halloween programs. So we do Halloween, Christmas, and Easter at the Capon House, providing kind of a historic Halloween haunts at the Capon House. That's going to be the 21st, 22nd, 28th, and 29th of October from 6 to 8, and you can find that on the website. And we also do a program called Monsters at the Museum, which is in collaboration with Downtown Holland that does a great storefront trick-or-treating. We had over 800 kids last year. We have activities and games throughout the museum. We do a flashlight tour of the Dutch galleries. It's really a fun experience that we can offer for free. That one's for free. So it's $10 for the Capon House experience for adults, and children under 5 years old are free for that event.
And I trust you look for donors and for those who truly want to be involved with the museum to step forward as well.
Yes, of course. Yeah. Yeah, we do. We have an incredible group of members and supporters, just like Lorma said, that really help us deliver on our programs, deliver on what we're trying to accomplish, really collectively. And they really praise different groups in Holland working together to try to solve any problem that we might have through what we can offer to the community. So it's great opportunity for all of us to work together, and we all add that one little piece to the flavor of the community.
See, I was looking to steal that. That's a good line, Steve, that we should use.
We are part of the fabric of the community, just like the Holland Historical Trust and the Arts Council. We find that many of our donors also support these fine organizations here because we do help to define the community, so it's kind of a natural. And I'll tell you what, though, I'm getting eager now to revisit the Capon House and the museum, because if it's part of the same, what I'm thinking of, the permanent exhibit where you actually get to see where a Dutch family lived in the 1600s or 1700s, you see part of their kitchen. Just vision. Some of this is coming back.
That's part of the permanent exhibit has some of those examples of material culture that would have been used in the 16th, 17th century. Of course, the Capon House is the home of the first mayor of Holland, built after the Great Fire of 1871 that destroyed much of Holland. So we could juxtapose that with the settler's house for school groups, is a working class home that was five houses down from the Capon House. So it's a great experience to look at how different folks lived in the 19th century.
Well, final words from you, Christopher, regarding how to get involved with your museum.
Well, a great way is just to check out our website. There are areas to join as a member, areas to help us out through donations, programs, volunteer, all of those ways to, we're always looking for that assistance and support, and, would welcome that at any time. And please check out, we're constantly doing new programs, really focusing on programming for the museum, and great opportunities to plug in.
Well, thanks, Chris. And if you want to find out more about what's going on all around Holland, you go to the Holland Area Arts Council's website, hollandarts.org, and check out our drop-down. We have a little drop-down menu under events that says Art Around Town, and you can find out everything that's going on at all of the Holland Zealand organizations. So remember, that's hollandarts.org, and then just use that drop-down menu for events. But we've got lots of activities going on throughout October and November. It's really an exciting time. It's amazing. We were both saying, Chris and I were on the way up here, that we're sort of exploding to the point of there's no time to do anything because, those board meetings. Who wants to do that? We just have work to do because there's so much going on. So come to Holland and really have some good times visiting all these historic sites, and then come to the Arts Council for some contemporary. Go to the Kreisinga for contemporary and historical exhibits of the arts. So lots going on, and that's And thank you to WGVU for giving us the opportunity every month to talk about all the arts that are going on in Holland.
Well, you're good, and we need to know. We're in this West Michigan together. So thanks, Christopher and Larma, for a little shortened edition of our time together. See you in November.
Okay. Thanks, Shelley.